Hello, me again. Second time today. Goodness, I don't know what's come over me. Wow. I'm just picking up on a post from Night Drake. It's a good name. Or Gina, to give her real life name. She mentioned that she's rereading a book, a Stephen King book, Needful Things. And that just led me to beg a question, which is simply this. What books can you reread again and again and again? Sorry, my dog's got a Snickers wrapper. Ollie, stop it, please. Where is it? No, don't be silly. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. good boy. So, yeah, hello. There we go. What books can you reread again and again? Because lots of books, you read them once and you think, yeah, that was okay, that was good. And then you put them down again and that's it then for a long time. Other books you can return to because they're either very good or they touch you in a very certain, very deep way, or they remind you of a person or a place or a time. So they're evocative and redolent of something gone or something special. So I like books, I read a lot, and I write books, so I've got a special relationship with words, I guess. But there are not many books I can say to myself, oh, I'd love to read that again and again, because it's amazing. There are some books I love, but I wouldn't necessarily read them again and again. There are a few. Now, what are they? That's the question. Well, On Chesil Beach by Ian McEwan is a masterful study on the short form. It's clever, insightful, sad, and you can digest it very quickly. It's not too long, so I can read that again and again. A Week in December by Sebastian Foulkes, The Girl at the Lion Door by Sebastian Foulkes. I can read those again and again. Any Stephen King books? Well, I don't know. Some of them are great, but Salem's Lot, I could probably read again. Cry the Beloved Country is probably one of my favourite books. I can read that again and again. Any Wilbur Smith? Yeah, maybe something like Sunbird. It's trash, but yeah, I love it, and I can read that again and again. And I'm sure there are more, if I put my thinking cap on. There's another book called Stalking the Shadows that I could read a few times, but I won't plug that because it's not fair. So there are a few books I can read again and again, but not as many as one would first expect. Lord of the Rings, it takes too long, really. I like it, but it takes too long. I don't have time. Mort d'Arthur, again, too long. There's non-fiction books I can pick up again and again for reference. So yeah, I just wondered what books you can read again and again, because I can't think of too many. Although after I've pressed publish or upload or whatever on this, I probably can think of lots. But for now, those are the ones that spring to mind without much thought. And I guess if I pondered and scratched my head and went for a walk or took a bath or did something vaguely relaxing, I would probably find more books swimming to the surface, and then I would say, yes, I could read that again and that again and that again. But for now, that's what I can think of. So, yeah, if you want, if you're not too bored, or you're very bored, whichever, then let us know what books you can read again and again. Or what films? That's a different one. That's a different boom. And that's for another time. Maybe I'll do that as well. But for now, Patrick O'Brien, the whole Maturin stuff's great, but I couldn't read them again and again. Not all of them. Maybe the odd one. Dickens, yeah. No, I couldn't read them again, necessarily. Chaucer, yeah. Poetry, obviously, I could. Like most of T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets and Wastelands. Lots of Blake, lots of Wordsworth. Lots of yeah, lots of that I could read again. But poems are slightly different. That's a whole different subject. I'm on about novels, really. So there we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Cheers. Bye-bye.